Storytelling has been a part of the human experience for as long as anyone can remember, and probably even earlier than that. It began with the oral tradition, gradually evolved with the written form, and then advanced dramatically as technology changed. In his book, The Written World, The Power of Stories to Shape People, History, Civilization, Harvard professor Martin Puchner writes about the continuing power of storytelling and why the classics endure, and he's with me to talk about it. Martin, how much did the discovery of writing and related technology change what had been an oral tradition of storytelling?
It made a big difference. So as you say, Steve, oral storytelling existed wherever humans have lived. But about 5,000 years ago in Mesopotamia, in today's Iraq, scribes invented a way of putting words onto clay. They used clay and developed a writing system, cuneiform, that managed to capture language. And that I really regard that as a watershed moment because it allowed people to preserve language, to speak into the future, to address future readers, and for future readers to somehow converse with the past. And it also allowed people to project words across space into different parts of the world. So both across time and space, words were now able to travel the way they hadn't before. And that turned out to make a big difference.
When the power of words is still there, but it is presented in a more electronic, high-tech way, where we lose a little bit of the tactile sensation, does that factor in at all in terms of how we come in contact with words, how we actually feel about them?
It can. And, you know, the book was very much written before the background of this experience you described, namely that we're living through this unprecedented moment in history when new technologies are changing the way we communicate with written words through the internet. And so what I wanted, because I'm as compelled by it and worried about it and skeptical about it, all of the above, and I wanted to get some perspective on it. So I want to look at the prehistory of what we are living through, to look at earlier moments when new technologies came along and changed writing. I'm talking about technologies like the alphabet, for example, that made reading and writing much easier than the much more complicated writing systems that had existed before. Or the invention of paper that radically lowered the cost of literature and therefore allowed more people to participate in written culture. And then the printing press, which was first invented in China and then reinvented by Gutenberg in Northern Europe. And that brought about the era of the mass reproduction of texts that we experience today. So these earlier moments gave me some perspective on what's happening before. What we are living through, in some sense, happened before. And from that perspective, I think we can say that we are living through the second great explosion of writing. More texts are being written and read than ever before. And it's changing the world around us.
What do you think the classics, and I mean the classics can be just any books that have survived for however long we want to say. It could be for 100 years, 500 years, whatever it may be. Do they share things in common?
I think they have some things in common, although they are very different. I write about epic stories like the Homeric epics that you mentioned. I also write about religious stories, such as stories in the Bible and in the stories surrounding the Buddha and Confucius and political stories. But I think that all these classics have what they have in common is that they try to answer very fundamental human questions, such as where we come from, why we are here. A lot of these ancient texts describe the particular part of the world and from which they emerged, and they connect people in that part of the world to larger cosmic forces, and they explain why they're here, a little bit about the purpose of life. And they may give different answers to these questions, and they may address these questions in different ways, but in some form or another, these classical texts do provide some orientation. I think that's the important function of storytelling.
Is there an importance to having a vitality when it comes to certain classic works? Because I was thinking about recently here in Phoenix, we saw a brand new reimagined production of Man of La Mancha, and of course was based on Don Quixote by Cervantes. There is that adaptability to bring it in a different form to different kinds of audiences, and that too is part of of the written word and part of storytelling. Do you think when it comes to classics, it can be helpful to update or present it in a slightly different form to reach out to more people?
Absolutely, Steve. I think you're spot on. There is a kind of flexibility to these classics that allow them to be reimagined in different parts of the world by different people and to allow themselves to be updated. And I find that's crucially important. So I'm all for adaptations. I'm for using these ancient stories or old stories for different purposes. And it's amazing to me to what extent these true classics allow us to do that. There's a multidimensionality to them that allows different people to see different things in them and recognize different problems and offer different solutions to people sometimes to hundreds and even thousands of years living in the future, living in circumstances that the authors of these texts could never have imagined. But somehow these texts they produce, these written stories, had enough flexibility and vitality, I like the term a lot, that allowed future generations to adapt them to their own purposes.
Martin Puchner is the author of The Written World, The Power of Stories to Shape People, History, and Civilization. And Martin, thanks for the conversation. Great to talk with you.
Thanks, Steve.